ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम स्कंद कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 33। रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज। एवं दस निर्जिता सब्डूड सट वर्ण गए सट वर्ग बाय द सिक्स सिम्टम्स of the senses, lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. Kriyate is rendered, bhakti, devotional service, Ishvare unto Supreme Controller, Vasudeve to Lord Vasudev, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yaya, by which Samlabhyate is obtained, Rati, Evam Nirjita, Sadvargair, क्रियते भक्तिरीश्वरे वासुदेवे भगवती यया संलभ्यते रतिः। एवं निर्जित संगवर्गे क्रियते भक्तिरीश्वरे वासुदेवे भगवती यया संलभ्यते रति। एवं निर्जित सद्वर्गे क्रियते भक्तिरीश्वरे वासुदेवे भगवती यया संलभ्यते रति। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Dwara. By these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Responsibly, please. By these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. purport by His divine grace, as mentioned in verses 30 and 31. One's first duty is to approach the spiritual master, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to begin rendering service to him. Prahlad Maharaj proposed that from the very beginning of the life, Kaumaram Acharit Pragna, a small child should be trained to serve the spiritual master while living at the Gurukul. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurur Hitam, Bhagavat 7.12.1. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Guru Pad Asraya Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam Vartmanam Sad Dharma Prucha. By following the instructions of the Guru and the Shastras, the disciple attains the stage of devotional service and becomes unattached to possessions. Whatever he possesses, he offers to the spiritual master, the Guru, who engages him in Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The disciple follows strictly and in this way learns how to control his senses. Then, by using his pure intelligence, he gradually becomes a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. In this way, one's life becomes perfect and his attachment for Krishna becomes positively manifested. In that stage, he is situated in ecstasy, experiencing bhav and anubhav, as explained in the following words. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitamena tasmai sri guruve namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ina Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopikakant Radhakant Namastute Taptakanchan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavanishwara Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanivadi Pachata Deshatarine Evam Nirvijat Sadvargair Kriyate Bhakti Rishware Vasudeve Bhagavati Yaya Samlabhyate Ratihi. By these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy, and when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, very precise and very exalted instruction here by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. he says that by this activity, as mentioned above, that means Prabhupada says, verse 30 and 31. So, by performing these activities, one can attain ecstasy and experience bhava and anubhava, as explained in the following verse. So these all verses are interconnected. So 30-31 I'll read, which mentioned by Prabhupada. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master and in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditating on Lord's lotus feet, and worships the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastras and Gurus. So this is what evam means. Evam means thus stated above, that one must approach. The first and foremost duty is to approach a spiritual master. Adau Guru Pad Asraya. Right in the beginning, right early age, Kaumaram Acharit Pragna, early age, one must approach a spiritual master, Guru, who can instruct us about the science of Krishna consciousness and how to attain the ultimate goal of our life, which is Krishna Prema. So, Guru is one, Guru Tattva is one, and that is Krishna. Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. Krishna is the original Guru. An expansion of Krishna, first expansion from his right, is Balaram. So Balaram, Nityananda, is first Guru, Tattva. So Guru Tattva is one. Guru may depart, or Guru may be existing, or whatsoever, but Tattva remains intact. Just like Raja, king, may depart, may fall down, may die, may happen anything, defeated by other king. But the laws of kingdom remains the same. Government may change, but the laws of the government does not change because the government is changed. Similarly, a guru is one. An original guru is Krishna, Balaram, Nityananda. And Guru Tattva is one. And that is how Guru is one. So that is what is being stated here by Prahlad Maharaj, that one must approach such Guru who is in disciplic succession from Krishna. Very rarely found, actually. I am talking about the world at large, that Guru, a real Guru who is in disciplic succession from Krishna is very rare. Handful, five, four sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradaya, who are connected with Krishna, and they are very meager in number for sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. And even in those sampradaya, we can find some deficiencies. So that's why Guru is one, Krishna, Balaram Ram, Nityananda Ram, and Guru Tattva is one, and we have to approach that Guru Tattva. Now that is stated here. So here Prabhupada says that we have to approach Guru right in the beginning of our life. Kaumaram, Acharit, Pragna, early age, 5 years or more, 8 years. So that's the age one should approach Guru. And why to approach Guru? And when to approach Guru? When you approach doctor because you have some problem, disorder in your body, so immediately you want to approach doctor. Similarly, when that pipasa or bubukshuta or trishna or when that intense desire to get out of this material distresses, material world, that earnest desire develops in our heart, that's the time one has to approach Guru. That doesn't mean we should take all time. We know we are suffering in material world. So that's why Kaumaram Acharit Pragna, as early as possible, we should approach a Guru so that we don't waste our human form of life. So Prabhupada then goes on to say that what you do when you approach the Guru. So right in the beginning, Ado Guru Pad Asraya. Ado means right in the beginning. Ado Shraddha, Ado Guru Pad Asraya. Ado means right in the beginning. Right in the beginning we must approach a Guru and take shelter of him. Ado Guru Pada Asraya. Then bhakti starts. So in our sampradaya, in especially in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is our eternal Siksha Guru, and all Diksha Guru accepts disciples on his behalf, in the sense that not Ritvikism, meaning he is Siksha Guru, and Diksha Guru can be Vartaman Acharya, but has to be, Diksha Guru has to be Vartaman Acharya, living Guru, Pragat Guru, has to be. We cannot overlook this principle of Pragat existing Guru. Some people have a vague idea, I can approach directly to Prabhupada and he is my Guru. That is nonsense, number one. Evam parampara praptim. The disciplic succession has to go on. Evam parampara praptim imam raja rasayo vidu. Sakale niha mahata yogo brashta parantapa. Krishna says, this Guru parampara, Vaishnavi Guru parampara, will continue. Imam vivasvate yogan proktan aham avyayam, etc. All kingly Vaishnava were Guru. King is also considered as good as God. Not God, but he is a representative of God. So here we have to understand it has to be Pragat Guru. And Prabhupada is our eternal Siksha Guru and founder Acharya of founder Guru of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have to preach this, that Prabhupada is existing forever, not gone. But at the same time, a disciple must approach Vartaman Guru, not directly jumping the disciplic succession to Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur or Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes, they are all gurus, absolutely no problem, no doubt, Siksha Gurus. So this is what is stated, Ado Guru Pad Asraya. In the beginning, one must accept a living Vartaman Guru. Krishna even was existing in the battlefield of Kurukshetra in front of Arjuna, and he is Jagat Guru. And he is telling Arjuna, approach a Guru. Approach a Guru. Tad viddhi pranipatena. Pariprasnena sevaya. So, approaching Guru is an art. One must find a Guru who is like-minded, and that's why he will be very easily able to surrender to him and give everything that is stated here by Prahlad Maharaj, including mind, possession, body, everything to Guru, consign everything to Guru. Of course, Guru are not lobby. Guru's characteristics are also mentioned. So, because we want to surrender to Guru 100%, we should find a like-minded Guru, like-hearted Guru, approachable Guru. We can converse, we can be with him, we can inquire in submissively. So this is system, Guru system, Guru system. One must be, sometimes, some time he has to or he should be with a Guru and approach and talk and inquire in submissively, learn from him. So that is what Guru, Ado Guru Pad Asraya. Then Guru Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam. Then we have to learn from him the science of Krishna consciousness and take Diksha from him. Then Ado Guru Pad Asraya, Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, then Vishram Bena Guru Seva. After these two, we must serve Guru without any doubt. Vishramba, without Vishramba. Vishrambena Guru Seva. We must serve Guru by all means. Vishrambena Guru Seva. Then Swadharma Prucha, Sadhu Marganu Gamanam, following footsteps of previous acharyas. And Swadharma Prucha, what is that I should do? Gurudev, what is that I should do in order to progress in Krishna consciousness? Swadharma Prucha, Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam, Swadharma Prucha, and Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam, following the footsteps of previous Acharya, and Shastra, and learn from him the process of Navda Bhakti, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So this process we should learn from him. And in this sakala sadhana srishta, ehi pancha anga, Krishna prem janmaye, ehi panchera alpa sangha, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavata sravan, mathura vas, srimurti sradhaya srivan, sakala sadhana srishta, ehi pancha anga. These five limbs of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, are very important out of 64. Sravanam kirtanam, sadhu sangha nama kirtan, bhagavata sravan, mathura vas, sradhaya srimurti sevan. These five limbs are very important out of 64. And out of that five, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sadhanera madhya srestha navavidha bhakti, Krishna prem, Krishna ditya dhare mahasakti, tar madhya sarva srestha nama sankirtan, nir aparadhe nama laile paye prema dhan. So out of all limbs of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, nam sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, is topmost. Nama Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is Guru. Guru is one who gives you Krishna. Guru is one who gives you Krishna Mantra. Guru is one who gives you devotion of Krishna. Guru is one who gives process, abhideya, by which we can quickly attain bhava, anubhava, sanchari bhava, bhava, mahabhava, prem ke star, the different sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, hai, prem, the different level of prema, love. So, very simple formula is stated by Prahlad Maharaj that one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. The quality of bona fide spiritual master is that he first quality of bona fide spiritual, which is important, is that he must be subservient, menial servant of a bona fide guru who is in disciplic succession from Krishna. That's the first and foremost qualification of a guru. Then he must be very well versed in Vedic literature. He must be very well versed. Not only well versed, but he must be very, he must be able to convince general populace about science of Krishna consciousness. Not just theory, but practical. He should be practical also. Every disciple have different process, different nature, different ability, different know-how. So he should be able to engage his disciple in a proper propensity, in a proper way, so he can execute devotional service very easily. Should not be hard. Devotional service is very, very easy. Why? Because it produces love. And that's why, so in order to have that formula, one must engage his disciple into right propensity, his right propensity. So it is, guru must be well versed in the scriptures and then theoretical. That is theoretical. And then he should be practical. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta sreya jigyasu uttamam sabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. Tasmat prabud and antriksha. Now Yogendra He said, Tasmad, for that reason, one must approach a guru. What is that reason? In order to get rid of Maya. The question was asked before, how can I get rid of Maya? Maharaj Nimi asking, how can I get rid of Maya? So then, solution is, one must approach a guru. And guru's qualification is given. That he should be not only just theoretical, he must be learned in Vedic literature, especially Bhagavatam, and then he should be able to convince others on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he should be practical, how it should be applied. So Prabhupada had all this quality, he was very practical. When he went to America, he saw that everybody is in sense gratification, but they like three things doing sense gratification, that is nachana, gana or khana. They like dancing and singing very much. The practical, he took out harinam, got a bongo drum and teach how to dance Swami step, teach how to sing Hare Krishna mantra, and then when they are tired, Hare Krishna bullet, very nice halava. Then Hare Krishna Maharaj, he said, I made up of halava. And so many hippies and so many American devotees. So it's practical, they like, and they were very, very business oriented. So he wrote books and he asked them to print books, and Satsuru Maharaj was very, very expert at transcribing. So he gave him that duty, practical. Whoever likes whatever service in connection with Krishna, he had that master brain to engage. So this is Acharya's duty, to engage his disciples in practical propensity that they are manifesting. So this is Guru's qualification. He should be very well versed in scriptures, very nice, thoroughly theoretical, and as well as he should be practical. Sabde pare cha nishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. So Guru is one who gives out maximum and keeps minimum, very minimum, nothing, almost next to nothing. Guru is one who gives, Vaishnava actually is one who gives out maximum and keeps minimum. So these are Guru's qualification, and Shishya's qualification is also mentioned by Prabhuda, one of the nine Yogendra, that he should be very austere, he should be very submissive to his Guru, he should be well versed in scriptures, he should live simple, he should be very submissively inquiring from his Guru, etc. So disciples' qualification less than Guru's qualification. Gurus are expected to have more qualifications than a disciple. Simple. Disciple has tadvidhi, pranipat, pariprasna. Pranipat, pariprasna and seva. These are the main qualification of a disciple. That pranipat, not nipat, not just surrender, but surrender submissively everything and anything that he has. That is pranipat. So tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasna, inquiring submissively. Not that this is what I want to hear from you, and if you tell me the same answer, then you are my guru. Not like that. Inquire submissively. Pranipatena Pariprasnena. Prasnena Pariprasnena. Pariprasnena means submissively, inquiry. So, Pariprasnena Sevaya. One must render, previous sloka it says, one must render menial service to Guru. Menial service. Whatever one has, one must accept the bona fide fields of Master and render service unto Him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual Master and in the association of the saintly persons, one devotee, persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental quality and activities of the Lord. So, Guru Pada Asraya Tasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam Saddharma Prucha Bhog Adityag Krishna Se Hetave Bhog Adityag. We must give up bhoga, means sense gratification. A disciple must be able to give up bhoga, sense gratification. So these are the qualification, vaguely qualification, some of the qualification of guru and disciple. So in ISKCON there are some 80, 90, 100 some gurus, and they are all checked and balanced, and that's why whole world should come to ISKCON and surrender to one of the ISKCON Vartaman Guru. Why? Because there is a check and balance. Out there, left and right, whatever it is happening, nobody knows. But here at least, all good standing devotees are acting as Vartaman Guru. So it is very, very easy to approach. We don't have to taste Guru, we don't have to find his disciplic succession, we don't have to see if he is connected with Krishna or not, or he is cheater or not. Checked and balanced perfectly under GBC's law. So very, very nice scientifically Prabhupada has organized his movement. So all we have to do is we have to come together and push Prabhupada's mission. Then whole world will get benefited. So this is some substance of today's sloka that I'll read the translation again. That by these activities as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and jealousy, and when thus situated one can render service to the Lord. In this way one surely attains the platform of loving devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll stop here. Anybody has question? Yes, Prabhuji. You will have to answer your question. Maybe you have a comment. Yes. Yes. So,
Repeat the question, because
yes. Let me see if I got question right. Repeating may not be as it is. Panchagoda Prabhu is asking, what is the defining line between how much to give and how much to keep to your guru? Okay. Okay, so you all, the detachment, yes.
But at the same time, we see that many disciples still have many possessions and they're utilizing the service of Krishna. So how is that fine line of identifying this is mine, this belongs to the guru, or it all belongs to the guru and it belongs to Krishna? We see sometimes some wealthy disciples, they have nice car, nice home, nice jewels, or whatever it might be. You know, there's an example in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how do we understand how to really wholeheartedly give everything to Guru?
Yes. Very tricky question for me. Because here Prahlad Maharaj says one should give 100%. And then Guru can give us back. Here's your clothing, here's your food, and here's your dwelling. And here is everything. That's how Prahlad Maharaj is expecting. Now what is the practical? The practical is how elevated you are. If you are asking a person who is not even, who has just become or trying to become a disciple, and you ask him, first you give your bank balance. They did. All American devotees, They were asked as soon as they put their foot into the, one foot in the temple, one foot is outside, where is your bank book? Surrender to bank book first. And they did. I have seen. They surrendered the bank book. You did? You must have done.
No comment.
No comment. But I have seen. They surrendered their bank book first. Toronto, I was in Toronto. And that was the law. But it depends upon, that's the law. Law is we must give everything to Guru, and Guru gives everything to Krishna. Guru is not, he also austere person. He lives simple life, dhoti, kurta, eats simple, and gives everything to Krishna. So this is theoretical. Theoretical is everything belongs to Krishna, Ishavasyam. Whatever we pocket ourselves, what we pocket, we are thief. We are thief. This is a philosophy, theoretical. Ishavasyam, idam sarvam, yat kinchit, jagatam jagat. Everything belongs to Krishna. Even my body, mind and intelligence belongs to Krishna. So, whatever we make ourselves mine into my pocket, into my bank balance, that is Maya. That is. So it is his, and we must give it back to him. Now theoretically, what we should do, how much we can give, that becomes the talk of a level of one's consciousness. Many devotees, they give everything 100%. Many devotees, they give everything after they depart. Many give, why don't I give it when I am alive, while I can give. So we must consider this point, that giving to Maya or give it to Krishna. So why not I give it? And many devotees I have seen in Vrindavan, they give left and right, because now it's the end of my life, so I just should get rid of it and give it. Use it for Vaishnava, give it for temple, give it for everything. So how much to give? Many, many laws, but at least 10% of earnings must be given while we are living. That's a Manu law, law of Manu, mankind. That's a law in Manu Smriti, Agyavalka Smriti, law of mankind, Manu. The 10% one must give. Whatever he earns, 10%, every month or every whatever, every month or every 15 days, whatever, one must give 10%. This is a law, Manu law. Now Rupa Goswami came with the law of 50% we must give. Then higher law is 100% I should give. So I cannot come up with the law how much one should give, but Manu law we should follow at least, if not more. But even that in our movement is very rare. Very rare. Rarest, 10% if somebody is giving, he is worshipable. But in Swaminarayan Sampradaya, 10% from check, direct goes. From business, direct it goes to. And then Muslim, 10% directly cut for the mosque. And so many religion, Christian, most of the Christian do. Most of the Christian, they write off, they write their houses, which is very, very expensive commodity, their own house. They write to church. And church is so rich, so much rich, so much money in Vatican or wherever. Because Christians, they give 10%. So at least minimum 10%, then 50%, then at the end of the life, just write everything off. Write everything off. So this is the law. If I have answered you properly, but you can give comment on that. Yes, another question. Yeah, he's questioning. Oh. Well, Prabhupada means his disciples, guru. So one must give it to his guru who is in good standing in ISKCON. The guru can properly use it in preaching, temple construction, and preaching, pushing, book distribution, pushing, base, making new bhaktas, pushing, prasadam program, temple, deity worship, book printing, BBT, this, that. Guru can properly decide for us. Because we're supposed to give it to Guru. We're supposed to give it to Guru. Here it says, give it to Guru. So give it to Guru. Your now Guru, which Guru? Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru. So mainly Siksha and Diksha in our in ISKCON, 80-90% is one person, Siksha and Diksha. Maybe different guru have different system in ISKCON. Some counselor, some Bhakti Raksha, some other. But guru can distribute properly. Temple construction is needed the most, give it there, then whatever is priority. So I would say we must give it to guru, and he should be able to distribute it properly. Sometimes then you should complain about him to GBC body immediately. There you cannot wave out anything you know the scriptures, and you think it is deviation, then he should bring it to the notice of who is higher than him. But until that higher authority is confirmed, we must remain surrender to him. Mostly in our ISKCON, there is a good tight check and balance, mostly. But even though you see some deviation, then you should approach GBC body or GBC secretary. Above him, you have to approach. Any complaint you have for anybody in our ISKCON, you should approach higher personality than him. Not come into direct confrontation. Otherwise, Vaishnava Aparadha. Let him find out everything. Who is above him? Any other question? Yes? Yes? What is the meaning of my name? My name is Kratu. Kratu means Yajna. Satakratu, 100 Yajna, means Indra, name. Indra's name is Satakratu. Kratu is name of Krishna's son, born of Jambavati. Kratu is the name of one of the Saptarshis, Kratu, Rishi, Muni, Saptarshi, Bhrigu Rishi, etc. So Kratu is a Rishi, Saptarshi. Kratu means Yajna. Om Swaha. So one of the meaning, Brahma's son, Krishna's son, Yajna, Kratu. Any other question? Yes? Yes? Oh, sorry, him. It's okay. Yes, we will. Please repeat again, I didn't hear. Somebody has given to Sir Krishna. Yes. Yes. Well, somebody has, what do you say first? Given himself to Krishna. Yes. It is very difficult to give money to Krishna than giving self to Krishna. Becoming saffron is easy. But money, chamadi to telek in damadi, very difficult, very difficult. Easy to give life than money. But at the end of the life, if you cannot give, at the end of life at least you should give. Write your will to Krishna. So otherwise it is Krishna's and you are thief. And he will remain thief forever. Everything belongs to Krishna. Our money belongs to Krishna. So giving to the family, giving it to Krishna, giving to who? You must decide what you want to do. But we must surrender to Krishna everything because it belongs to him, Lakshmi, Pati. Yes, Prabhuji? I have only no time left, yes. Okay. That you should ask your guru. I am a guru, isn't it gone? I am not saying boosting, but I become very approachable to my disciples on WhatsApp on every minute. I am on WhatsApp for my every disciple on every minute. They can, or phone, or be with me, with my ashram, in my ashram, or I be with their ashram also in their homes. I am very easily approachable. But how your guru is approachable to you, you should ask him. Any other question? Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupad ki. Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. Sisi Krishna Balaram ki. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Guru Gauranga ki. Gaur Premanandi.